Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Here we are. Thank you for staying on another hour. You get the show live that way. I think it's always better to do that than the recorded shows on the archives. Here we go. Breast cancer. We're going to go after it today from what you might think is left field, but in my mind, this should be standard medicine. How do we understand breast cancer? 1 out of 8 women will get it. 1 out of 36 women will die from it. Thousands of mastectomies each year. And even if you're fortunate enough, in a sense, if you've just got the lump and they take out the lump and that's the end of it, that's invasive and that's traumatic in and of itself. Question to you, my friends. The obvious question, why the breast? Why is breast cancer the number two cause of cancer in women? Skin cancer being number one today. Why is it the breast? Why isn't it your bone? Why isn't it your pancreas? Why isn't it your brain? Why isn't it your kidney? By the way, has anybody ever heard of heart cancer? Heart cancer. Why doesn't the heart get cancer? That's the most important question for you. And if you can understand that, and you will after 60 minutes of this show, you'll understand what to do about it. So once again, education. How many women live in fear of that? How many women seem to think it's a familial thing? My mother got it, my sister got it, my aunt got it, and therefore I have to be concerned. Why the breast? I'm going to give you two statements, two words. The first word is fat, and the second word is structure. Fat and structure. Isn't this a wacky show? What's typical about breast cancer? It begins by chelating, bonding poisons to the fat in the breast. What is fat? Well, we can understand this from the standpoint of dissection. Or liposuction. If you take your average American and liposuction out all their fat and take that fat and put it and subject it to various types of spectroscopic centrifuges, different type of chemical analyses, electrophoresis, so on and so forth, and you analyze the fat in an average American, you're going to find that that fat concentrates many, many, many times the number of poisons, pesticides, all the carcinogens. All the fat-soluble carcinogens are concentrated in the fat, and that includes your breast fat. Now, we need breast fat. That's what gives the breasts that lovely feel. That's what gives the breast that lovely contour. But into that fat go the carcinogens. That's really big. Well, common sense will tell you the lung will get it and the large intestine will get it. Why? Because they're interfacing directly with the exogenous poison, meaning the lung gets hit with the air and there's garbage in the air. Bada boom. That's common sense. So no wonder lung cancer is way up there in the chart and not kidney cancer. How does the carcinogen get to the cell of the kidney? It's not easy if you understand the anatomy. How does the carcinogen even get to the cell of the brain? It's not that easy. But how does the carcinogen get to the fat of the breast? It's simple. How does it get to the fat in the bone marrow? It's simple. So understand this about the breast. It's a sitting duck. So fat. Now let's add something to fat. Let's add the word estrogen dominant. That means this. On and in the cells of the breast. Not the fat cells, but the glandular cells of the breast. Are little binding sites for estrogen. And when women get estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, it means that the DNA inside the cell of the glandular tissue of the breast is stimulated. It's spoken to by something that binds to the estrogen receptors on the surface of the cell. What they don't tell you is, and where all the hysteria comes from, is it's not so much your estrogen, your good estrogen, the stuff that comes out of your ovary estrogen. It's the estrogen in the filthy cheese that you ate. It's the estrogen in the meat that you ingested that wasn't from a clean animal. It's all the super estrogens that all your cows, making your dairy, making your meats, are injected with so they get to slaughter that much faster. It's all the estrogen in the milk that you drink and the ice cream that you eat. The cow, remember, is sitting there in the dark stall, Häagen-Dazs ice cream. The cow is sitting in the dark closet. And they take the baby cow and they make it an adult really fast. They inject it with a variety of terrible chemicals. So if I was going to get appropriately graphic, we can turn it from a two-year-old into a pubescent animal really fast. And this speeds up production. And the animal produces more milk, more cream. And that's what we want. The problem is the chemicals that we inject the animal with are toxic to the animal. And the animal knows it. And so what does the animal do? It excretes these chemicals into the cream and the milk. And so we make our ice creams, et cetera, our cheeses on pizza from these very toxic estrogenic sources. And those estrogens go into you. And those estrogens combine with your estrogens. Now you become the estrogen bomb. And all the feedback loops in the body that prevent initiation of growth of tissue go and run amok, meaning they go out of balance, meaning you take enough toxic estrogen into a body that's already making a lot of estrogen, into a body that knows how to grow tissue. Those breasts are a little bigger, those lips are a little thicker, those hips are a little wider, those periods are a little bit more clotty. Those breasts, and we'll get to this later, are a little more cystic. And that type of person, especially the estrogen-dominant female, that naturally grows things, more naturally under these conditions, grows a little tumor. It can be benign, and it can be malignant. So we have this estrogen issue, thus we have the estrogen-receptive breast cancer, not just in estrogen-dominant or estrogenic females, in any type of a female. But you understand the point. The word estrogen-dominant means your body grows things with estrogen, and it's ready to do so. So what do we have in American society today? We have a very estrogen-proliferative culture. Cystic ovaries. Endometriosis, very painful periods, all that acne in our teenagers, all that adult acne. The body doesn't know what to do with it all. Now, where does that estrogen live? It lives in fat. estrogen, which is cholesterol-based, in other words, the base chemical to estrogen, as well as testosterone, as well as progesterone, is cholesterol. You didn't know that. The liver makes the cholesterol, and then other things are added to it, and the hormone in particular is turned into whatever hormone it is, whether it's cortisol from the adrenal gland or estrogen from the ovary or testosterone from the testes. But once done, that estrogen mixes with fat. It's lipophilic. It is fat. So where is it going to hang out? Where would the body put toxic estrogen in the fat? So you've got this estrogen-dominant fat relationship that you have to understand about the breast. Now here's the clincher, structure. Again, we're discussing chemistry. Now we're switching to structure. You're out there. You want to understand how to reduce your risks, understand fat, and understand estrogen dominance. And understand now you've got to go outside nutrition to really get the clincher on the breast. The clincher on the breast is position. So let's understand what happens as the fat inside the breast gets more and more toxic as the body brings more chemicals to the fat of the breast. Well, what it's supposed to do, what the body's designed to do, is drain that toxic fat out of the breast through the lymph. What it's supposed to do is drain that toxic fat out of the breast through the gallbladder. So both the lymph and the gallbladder have to be working. And if you listen to this show, when we say the gallbladder's working, it means you have to spray bile. You have to be patent through your biliary system. And those of you who are tuning in today, just check some of the shows on liver and gallbladder so you understand that statement. Don't think that since you're educated enough to understand that the gallbladder and the breast have a relationship, that simply doing a mindless gallbladder cleanse is enough. You have to get to biliary patency. If you do, there's dividends, and we'll discuss those later. But that fat will drain out via the biliary system. That fat will drain out via the lymph. But something happens positionally to the breast tissue as you age. And that shift in position has to do with the fact that the pectoralis minor. So now we're going to talk about your pectoralis muscles. Those are your breast muscles. Ladies, if you lift the arm up in the air and you grab and you go into the axillary area, the armpit, and you move towards the center line, you're going to feel this stringy, deep muscle. Stringy and deep. And that stringy, deep muscle is called the pectoralis minor. The pectoralis minor is under the pectoralis major. Easier to see on guys, of course. Those big things they like to grow, right? The weightlifters, that breast muscle is the pec major. That's not what we're talking about. Underneath that muscle, which you can feel if you lift your arm, if you're lying on your back and you lift your arm over your head and you go into the armpit and then move towards the center line, you'll be able to feel this stringy muscle. It's a line of tight muscle. And that pec minor is a structural muscle. When that muscle gets tight and short, which it will because we don't stretch it, when that muscle gets tight and short, it internally rotates your shoulders. So the tips of your shoulders, as you age, start to come together and come forward. And we all understand that. That's those postural shifts as we age that we may associate also with a dowager's hump, that little hump in the back that we all don't want.